La 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 la.
עשיריות התורניות שלנו, פתח תקווה 22, גולן,
פתח תקווה 22, גולן, הונגרי, קסנויאסק, לוס אנג'לס, צ'ילה סנטיאגו, and let's hear from קסנויאסק, please.
Friends, we will now go over a very important subject, the subject of Arvut. And as simple as it may seem to us, and easy, we keep forgetting about it. We keep forgetting that we are in the same boat, the same connection, and the Creator keeps hiding this from us so that we will invest more effort and ascend, transcend more by the power of our choice. It is a special time now in which we need to focus on this matter more, to support each and every friend, to support the connection between us, to think about the connection between us, and to see that we are all one whole, and not separated parts. And if there is some small part, perhaps a friend lacks some importance, the importance of the lessons of dissemination, doesn't matter what exactly. We need to see it as not him lacking importance, it's not him who lacks importance, it's me, and only I can correct that thing. And if we see ourselves as one whole, then the Creator will dwell in the connection between us and never allow us to leave that thought. Now let's hear from Petach Tikva.
Baal
HaSulam, the Arvut. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah. This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. I'll read again. This is to speak of the Arvut, the mutual guarantee, when all Israel became responsible for one another. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. This means that each and everyone in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, "We will do and we will hear," each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. Let's hear from Hungary now.
Question for active workshop. Why is Arvut required for receiving the Torah? Again, why is Arvut required for receiving the Torah?
We
learn that the Torah is the reforming light. The reforming light cannot come if there is no vessel ready for it, no network of connection that's appropriate for it, if there's no cause for it to appear. Therefore, Arvut is required. Arvut is the corrected state of the vessel in which the light can clothe, apparently, and it happens through equivalence form. It depends on it, and that's how the system operates. Yes, the Torah also takes us towards the goal of the purpose of creation. That's the instrument for it, the instruction, the guide, so to speak, and we are connected as one at that goal, the end point of creation, and it's expressed by our current Arvut as one man with one heart. Yes, Arvut is a vessel, and only in that vessel is it possible to feel the light of the Torah. And so we need to, first of all, build the vessel. The willingness of each one to see parts of his soul in his friends, that awards him with the Torah. In order to agree to care for and love each one of the nation, as we heard in the verse, in the text, we need a miracle to happen. We need the reforming lights to come and help us reach such a state of agreement. And so it depends on that. Also, our avud depends on our effort right now during the lesson to draw the light, and the light also depends on the connection we have. If each one of us now in the lesson studies learns for himself, learning, gaining knowledge or something external, then no, but if we're together in one heart, then the Torah is a place to work, will connect us. Yes, we're looking for the revelation of the Torah, and that can only happen in a group, in a place where each one comes out of himself, is in avut with others, and builds a vessel which is outside his own body. And let's really try to think about not each one being outside of his body necessarily, but all of us being together in one place, in common, together. And if we don't succeed in so doing, then that's a good reason to call the reforming light to help us to make a correction. What else to say? Arvut is the gateway to spirituality. We only need to want it, and then we'll receive aid. You could ask many times, Arvut at the reception of the Torah, that seems like the chicken and the egg, right? It's not clear what's the condition for what. One is unattainable without the other, and it's not clear how we... And that's also, that's exactly how we grow. We see the corrected state, the good state, and we make an effort and we want to get there. We only need to, well, increase our yearning for it and how it works, how the system works.
I have nothing to add. This inclination, the desire to see us together in one vessel with nothing being redundant, rather everyone a part of one.
And the silent activity. Let's pray that each friend in the ten will be in Arvut. Let's pray that each friend in the ten will be in Arvut.
Ismael Mevakshe Hashem.